Thanks for listening to Spit Fountain. Keep listening to WRCT 88.3 FM. I'm going home. Good night.
CT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
Now, opening the vaults on over 100 years of recorded music history. Welcome to Cruisin' the Decades Global Edition. One song per decade, 100 years of music in 1 hour. Get ready to go cruising through 100 years of popular music. This is a journey through music history from someone with a rather ridiculous record collection. Here's your host for Cruising the Decades, Brad Savage. Brad Savage.
Okay, you're just in time for musical history and enlightenment. A full century worth on Cruising the Decades, 100 years of music in 1 hour. This is episode number 168, cruisinthedecades.com. I'm Brad Savage. On today's show, one of the most famous songs in the history of music, right at the crossroads of folk and country and rhythm and blues in the early 1930s, plus fancy tech and communications in the 1940s. We'll have an ode to the San Francisco Bay Area, recent music by Dave Grohl's daughter, and a Beatles blast in the 1960s. It's Cruisin' the Decades. We'll begin way, way back in the British music hall sounds of 1914. In America, you had vaudeville and kind of skits and funny songs and humor. In England, it was slightly different, but it was called the music hall era. And well over 100 years later, many of these songs are still quite humorous today. I give you Billy Williams from 1914 and a selection called The Worst of It Is I Like It on Cruisin' the Decades.
Hello, hello, Billy Williams, what's the matter? Oh, I don't know, the worst of it is I like it. Who said that? Don't know. Why do all the poets always say that love is blind? I'm after every little bit of love that I can find. It's like a lovely tonic, yet the doctors tell you this, that it is very dangerous to have a simple kiss. But the worst of it is I like it, I do. Having a few nice juicy sips and some young maiden's cherry lips, I've had a few in my time, I'm alive and kicking too. But the doctors say that kissing's bad, but I'm all right with the lot I've had. The worst of it is I like it, I do. The worst of it is I like it. Do you like it, Mother? What about you, Lizzie? You young rascal. All right, I don't mind. No tellings. The doctors say that kissing's bad, but I'm all right with the lot I've had. The worst of it is I like it. Oh, oh Mother. I'll have a cup of tea, please. Thank you very much. Last week I went to work, and for the first time in my life, when they went home and broke the news, it nearly killed the wife. I know it's only fools and horses work well, so they say, but I've been like a noble hero to this job each day. But the worst of it is I like it, I do. Oh, it's a job that's just A1. I feel sorry when I'm done. I start at 12 in the morning and finish again at 2. And no mistake, it just suits me. Testing beer in a brewery. The worst of it is I like it. I like it. The worst of it is I like it. I wish I had all the beer in the world. Beer for supper, beer for tea, beer for breakfast. I'd like to have some now. A big long glass. The worst of it is I like it, so do you. What's that? Mine's the whiskey and soda. The whiskey and soda. The neighbors call me Mormon, 'cause so many wives I've had. I married number 4 the other day, and I was very glad. Upon our wedding day, the neighbors shouted to me, Joe, you are a fool to wed again. I said to them, I know. The worst of it is I like it, I do. You needn't blame me, dear old law, because I've married number 4. I've had a few wives in my time, and the truth I'll tell to you. A nice little wife, and she's all right to keep me warm on a frosty night. The worst of it is I like it, I like it. The worst of it is I like it. What's that? No, no, you're wrong. Not guilty. Oh, no, my lord. I've had a lot of wives. What's that? Oh, yes. Oh, the worst of it is I like it, I do. When we are married, what will you do? What's that? I don't care.
You're hearing a 100-year journey through the history of recorded music from an extensive, obsessive record collection belonging to radio's Brad Savage. This is Cruisin' the Decades, heard on the greatest independent radio stations across North America and the world. 100 years of music on Cruisin' the Decades, Global Edition.
Johann August Schmidt. Many times a German is misunderstood, but when he sells you shoesies, you are bound to have a fit. I walked into his store the other day, tried on a pair, and then I heard him say, the shoes we have left are all right, cause the right shoes we have are all left. We have black shoes and tan shoes and white. Without right shoes, there'd be no geschäft, no business. But left is right and can't be left. I know that left is right. They can't be left right on my hands. They must be sold tonight. Like a Scotchman, my shoes are not tied. Cause the shoes we have left are all right.
Decades, 100 years of music, and that's 1929 from the Broadway Merrymakers with Fred Hall. The shoes we have left are all right. One song per decade, a musical time machine. And I know some of these records are older sounding, a little bit scratchy, came off a beat up old 78, but the musical history contained within, the human history contained within, is just fascinating. So I hope you enjoy our time travel journey on Cruisin' the Decades. We're going to move into the 1930s, and here's a song that is still today pretty famous, pretty well known. It is a benchmark in what would become country music. A legendary 1934 recording by the Carter Family. Can the Circle Be Unbroken? On Cruisin' the Decades.
I was standing by the window on one cold and cloudy day, and I saw the hearse come rolling for to carry my mother away. Broken by and by. Undertaker, Undertaker, please drive slow. For this body you are hauling, Lord, I hate to see her go. Can the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a bitter home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. I followed close behind her, tried to hold up and be brave, but I could not hide my sorrow when they laid her in the grave. Can the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a bitter home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. She was gone. All my brothers, sisters crying, what a home so sad and lone. Can the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a bitter home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
Hear the improvements in recording technology and the evolution of musical styles of popular music through the decades and beyond. Over 100 years of music. This is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades, broadcast worldwide on AM, FM, and shortwave.
If you want communication, use a telephone. When you entertain the nation, it's a microphone. Dictation can be made on a dictaphone. That's communication. Da-di-da-di-da-da-di-da. 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 That's communication. You can send a wire by telegram, also get the news by teletype. Now we're looking Mars through a telescope. That's communication. Da-di-da-di-da-da-di-da. 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 That's communication. Western Union telegram, cablegram too. Television, radiogram, bring a message true. Phone Express and airmail, a shortwave. When you send this way, how much time you save? Da-di-da-di-da-da-di-da. 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 That's communication. Telegram, cablegram, too. Television, radiogram, bang a message to you. Pony Express, air mail, shortwave. When you send this way, how much time you save? Da-di-da-di-da-da-di-da. 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 That's communication.
Cruising the Decades, the great voice, the catchy tune, Slim Gaylord, Communications from 19... 19- 1947. One of the only songs I've ever heard that actually shouts out shortwave radio. And this show, you can find it on shortwave radio. How about a special hello to our listeners really all around the world tuning in on high-powered shortwave frequencies from WBCQ, the planet, transmitting from Maine, from Monticello, Maine, at the Canadian border. Also on WRMI, Radio Miami International, we get listeners all over the world who seek out their signal. And then we're heard across Germany and, well, really across Europe and into the UK and Iceland and all over from Channel 292 Shortwave Radio. They broadcast from Rohrbach, Germany. The show actually started with those flagship stations of shortwave radio. And yes, today there are still many shortwave enthusiasts that really enjoy dialing in a signal from very, very far away over, you know, nothing but a radio receiver and out of thin air. Shortwave radio is like, it's really like the internet before the internet. And if you are a shortwave radio, send us a reception report. Where are you tuned in? What station are you listening on? Send it over through cruisinthedecades.com. Or just email me directly, brad@thesummit.fm. That's the radio station in Ohio where we originate and produce this radio show, thesummit.fm. All right, now, 1950s, New Orleans, Huey Piano Smith and the Clowns. And don't you just know it? I'm cruising the decades. Of classic records coming to life. 100 years of music on Cruisin' the Decades. We move into the 1960s and we're going to do a double dose. We're going to do a Beatles blast.
Baby's good. word to me. You know she's happy as can be. You know she said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. Baby says she's mine. You know she tells me all the time. You know she said so.
an audio journey, song by song, through every genre of popular music and recorded music history, from swing, jazz, folk, and blues, and the Great American Songbook, to punk, new wave, garage, and alternative. This is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. 100 years of music, one song per decade.
It was 1974 with Joni Mitchell, Free Man in Paris, from the Court and Spark album. Definitely a landmark album. And a song, by the way, that when Rolling Stone did their 500 greatest songs of all time, that made the list. That was number 470 on that list. It's Cruisin' the Decades, a full century in music, one song per decade. I'm Brad Savage, broadcasting from Akron, Ohio, USA, the Rubber City, which is home of Goodyear and Firestone and General Tire, and so much music through the years. I mean, everything from Devo and the Black Keys and Chrissy Hynde of the Pretenders. And don't forget, home of international basketball superstar LeBron James, and home of the Summit FM, the independent local public radio station where this show originates. We produce it at the Summit each week. That is my place of regular full-time employment. And this show had become popular on the Summit. So a few years ago, I took the concept and said, I'm going to offer this to every radio station. Any station that wants to play a musical journey, we welcome you. CruisinTheDecades.com. You can email me at Brad@thesummit.fm. And also, shout out to our other stations. The Summit broadcasts are heard in Akron and Canton and Youngstown, Ohio, and Athens, Ohio, the home of Ohio University. Way to go, Ohio. Let's continue into the 1980s with Phil Collins from the massive 1985 album, No Jacket Required. Do you recall the music video where Phil Collins is seen literally all over the world? The scenes from the video show him at high-profile tourist points in major cities all over the world. And back then, he actually had to travel there to get those pictures. You know, there's no AI back then. That video is amazing to watch today. This is Take Me Home on Cruisin' the Decades.
Take a look over me. I'm a morning lady, man. They don't tell me nothing, so I find out all I can. There's a fire that's been burning right outside my door. I can't see, but I feel it. It helps to keep me warm.
It was one of the biggest albums of the mid-1980s. No Jacket Required, Phil Collins, with four top 10 hits, a couple of number ones, three Grammy Awards, and worldwide sales over 25 million copies. Cruising the Decades, one song per decade, music collectors' historical appreciation of music, and by the 90s, things sounded a little bit different. This is Rage Against the Machine, Freedom, on Cruisin' the Decades, 1992.
Come on!
After amassing an absurd record library that takes up his entire basement, host Brad Savage decided to share over 100 years of music with the world. From super-powered shortwave broadcasters via internet streaming and on the top independent community and music radio stations across North America and the world, this is Cruisin' the Decades. 100 years of music.
Kind of an ode to their hometown, the San Francisco band Train, released in 2009. Save Me, San Francisco. We'll play that one in Ode to Super Bowl 60, starring Green Day and Brandi Carlile and a halftime show with Bad Bunny. Oh, right. And also, there are sports teams involved. Yes, it's the New England Patriots and Seattle Seahawks. The event itself is is at Levi Stadium out in San Francisco area. It's Cruising the Decades, 100 years of music. And we'll zip forward now to 2019. A supergroup of sorts, a powerful song written by Allison Russell. This is Our Native Daughters, You're Not Alone, on Cruising the Decades.
Your daddy.
Released in 2019 on the album Songs of Our Native Daughters, You're Not Alone. That is the folk roots Americana supergroup Rhiannon Giddens, Amethyst Kia, Layla McCullough, and Allison Russell, Our Native Daughters, on Cruise in the Decades. Now, we're going to rock out with a 2026 release and a first proper single for young Violet Grohl, the daughter of Dave Grohl of the Foo Fighters and a little band called Nirvana before that. This is Violet Grohl, Thumb, on Cruisin' the Decades.
It is a tape that is based upon revealing some things that have been held secret for centuries. Manage the coincidences of your life. 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 Manage.
The